Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
An overlooked emphasis in Social Security election is focusing on maximizing survivor benefits. A lot of people don't think about this, and I think it's very important when we talk about our Social Security strategies. Remember that when one spouse dies, the surviving spouse gets the higher of the two benefits. And there's a couple of key points there that you need to understand. See, if I delay my so I'm the higher earning spouse, I have the higher record when I look at mine and my, and Dee Dee's Social Security benefits. So if I delay to, her survivor benefit, if I die first, is based on when I drew. And, you know, a lot of times we see things where the male has the higher earnings base. Also, we know women actuarially live longer than men. We often see women are younger than their husband counterparts. That's true with Dee Dee and me. She's a couple of years younger than I am. And so if I delay my benefit, not only do I get the benefit of the higher amount, she also gets that if she survives me. So my election for Social Security on when I draw has a tremendous impact on her needs if I do die first and she significantly outlives me. So it is now, sometimes it can be the opposite. Sometimes the wife should be delaying, especially whoever the spouse is that has the higher earnings record. Because then when one spouse dies, then that higher income payout is going to be received by the surviving spouse. So it's a very important consideration in Social Security election. The other thing I'll say is if your spouse is the higher earner and drew early, but you're still younger, you're under 62, not eligible to draw Social Security benefits, and your spouse dies, if you delay the widow benefit, you might could actually get a higher benefit than what your spouse did. In other words, you could wait, draw the widow benefit at age 67 or your full retirement age, and your benefit would be higher than what your spouse drew because he or she drew early. So understanding survivor benefits is so critically important in Social Security election when you make informed and prudent decisions that can impact the quality of your life.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.